Dit kapje Babel is not only us about it, even the Svichim Abbas. But the Kochim Shikoshul is Chayim Koshul in Babel, so it's us about it, with the Rabbanon. But the Svichim are not us about it. This the Rambam mentions, that's in Mishneh, in Perek Vov of Shviz, and the Rambam mentions that in Perek Dal Gif Chashmit El Yevu, Halacha Chavches. Then the Rambam says, in Perek Dal Gif Chashmit El Yevu, Halacha Chavches, Iver Hayardin, Shviz Nehekes Bo Midivrayen. וספיחי סוריה ועברי ירדי מוטורים באכילה. והגיעו הארץ ישראל חמורים מארץ ישראל שהחזיקו בהם למצרים. אומר אברום, עברי ירדי מה היו צורך להביא עם קל וחמיה? הרי לא יחזיקו אלו בבל וכן סור. So the Rambam is masik, why does the Rambam have to say קל וחמיה? והגיעו הארץ ישראל חמורים מארץ ישראל שהחזיקו בהם למצרים. So if the הארץ שהחזיקו בהם למצרים, So the halacha is that the svichim are mutar b'achile. So certainly, v'ayard men tzoriye. So the Rambam asks, no, it's mamish that din, because lo yikavshu libam. So the Mishnah says, because true Ezra was not kivish v'ayard men tzoriye, but Yana HaMelech, the Hashmonoim, were kivish. This is a historical fact, that Yana HaMelech and the Hashmonoim were kivish v'ayard men tzoriye. So the question is why? That's why the Rambam is to resort to kavachim. So the question arises, Monevshech, if so is Kofshul Bobel, so what kind of Kavachimah do we have? The Rambam says, since the Arot is Kofshul Mitzrayim, V'loi Kofshul Bobel, V'loi Kofshul Bobel, so is Mutabachile, the Svichim HaMutabachile, so certainly Zoye is certainly Mutabachile, but what kind of is certainly? It's not a certainly, because Zoye he was kofshu, not in the bubble themselves, but the Hashmonoim. So the Pshatnik is the Mishnah is this. If we say, Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush, so Kibush doesn't require Bez Nagodol and Melech, so mainly the Kibush by Yana Melech was also Kibush Yochit. Why is Yana Melech worse than Yochit B'Shevet or Mishpocha Mi'Yisroel or War Kibush? So, but if we say Kibush Yochit Lo Shmei Kibush, and in order to be niskadesh, it must be a kibush rabbi. What does kibush rabbi mean? Melech al pibes nagodol, yana melech. First of all, there's a shaila whether he had any melech. There's a shaila, because the Rambam says that melech must be appointed al pinovi. Yana melech was not appointed al pinovi, and there are other shailas. I mean, the shaila is whether yana melech al pidin was allowed to be a melech. After all, there is a lochet. The Rambam says in his Pirush al Chumash that the Hashmonoim were nenesh because they were either on the Torah by usurping Malchus to themselves. They were not allowed to be melochim. Anyway, it certainly was not al pinovi. So there is a shaila whether Yana Melech had the din of a melech. And then, in order to be kibush rabin, so it must be midas bez nagodol. It's not mashma that the bez nagodol gave its consent to the conquest of that Yana HaMelech made. As a matter of fact, Yana HaMelech turned out to be a tzduki, so he certainly did not consult the Chachomim and Bez Nagol. So, but if Kibush Yochid is Shmei Kibush, so Yana HaMelech's Kibush is also a Kibush. So that's the Pshat in the Kesef Mishneh. The Rambam says, if I yard in Shviz Negez Bo Midibre, Usfich Eisuri, if I yard in Mutor in Bachim, ויהיו הארץ ישראל וחמורים מארץ ישראל שיחזיק ביום מצרים. So the Rambam asks, מה בצורך להביא קל וחמיה? הרי הוא יחזיק על לבדם. וכן סוי. So the Kesef Mishneh says, no, צורך להביא בקל וחמיה. Why? Because the Hashmonoim were kevishet. Yana HaMelech was kevishet. So the question arises, if Yana HaMelech was kevishet, so it's again, kofshu el bovel. So maybe it's also bachile. The answer is, according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid, lo ishme kibush. So then the kibush of Yana HaMelech is not a kibush. But according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid, shme kibush. So Yana HaMelech's kibush is also a kibush. Is also a kibush. Now the Rambam passes like the Mandoma, that Kibush Yochid is lo ishme kibush. Lo ishme kibush. So the Mele, his kibush is no kibush. So since his kibush is no kibush, so the Mele Suye couldn't be more homo and became a Shekavshu and Mitzrayim Rekavshu and Lebabel. So over there, in the Bayis Mishnah, there was a Kibush Rabbim. In Suya, so even the Bais Rishon, there was no Kibush Rabbi. So too, according to the Kibush Yochid, Shnei Kibush, so then Suya is better than the Mikemish, Shekofuzo Mitzhanuk of Shele Pogam. But according to the Kibush Yochid, Lo Yishmei Kibush, so Yanamelach's Kibush is no Kibush. And in addition, Suya did not even have a Kibush Rabbi in Bais Rishon. So it's Galachena. So this is the pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Chayeves b'maiser v'shviz ke'arz Yisrael. So the question is, Chayeves b'maiser v'shviz ke'arz Yisrael. So the question is, why is it Chayeves b'maiser v'shviz ke'arz Yisrael? But the Rav says that Suye was not kofshu in the Babel. So why is Suye more odi than the Kibush kofshu in Israel and kofshu in the Babel? The answer is, according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. So the Kibush of Suye by David HaMelech was a Kibush. And the Kibush of Yana HaMelech in Baisheni was also a Kibush. So really, it's Chayev is in Maiseya, who Bishvi is Ke'at Yisrael. All right. Now, the thesis. Bisidol. Vorich l'konis lo bitar em ichnas. Vorich l'konis lo bitar em ichnas. Vamrat after Tomei, Bisidol tevon migdol. Titanye, הנכנס לארץ העם, בסדר תיבו מיגדו, רבי מטעמי, רבי ישראל, רבי יהודה מטעמי, ואף לרבי לכם מטעמי, אלו בארץ העמים, וגוזרו על גושו לאבירו, אבל סויה, על גושו גוזרו, אבירו לגוזרו, נער קשה גן, צרח, בסדר תיבו מיגדו, ונאי סימי סבאוויר, ומה שאין כי בארץ העמים, ורבי, רבי מטעמי, כוסו גרירו זורו, כל שמי אהו, הולכם מפורש בערב, אהו, המטעות לא אינאי אהו, וישס תלתולי, Hil kach tzitze li kom af sikai eyal Beini la aber at amin Lav kach tzitze yi Vashmin haitani di so yin liyo Daf lo rebe li kom itami yi rober at amin Now there are two Reb Chaims on Tumas Eretz Amim. I'm not going over it. But two Reb Chaims in Tumas Mes. Two Reb Chaims. Now one is very smooth. The other one is more complicated. The other Reb Chaim. But the first Reb Chaim is very smooth. Now, there Reb Chaim says, and the Chaznish is Masik on him, and I don't understand why the Chaznish is Masik. What Reb Chaim says is mentioned in this Rashi here. So Reb Chaim says that even in Eretz Ami, where not only the Gush is Mitamei, even the Avir is Mitamei, but if, let's say, the Seder Table Middle will be sosum from all sides, at the bottom, on the sides, on top, so then in Eretz Ami, it wouldn't be Tomei. He wouldn't be Tomei. Even the Avir couldn't be Mitamei. Why? Because the Avir is also, in other words, so the Chazanish is, that's what Reb Chaim says. So the Chazanish is Masik. Because if the Avir is Mitamei, is what it means the Avir is Mitamei. The fact that he happens to occupy space in the Eretz Ami, that is Mitamei. So of what avail is the fact that he happens to be enclosed in a box that is closed on all sides, but it still occupies space in the Eretz Ami. So is Chaznish is Masik on Reb Chaim. But what Reb Chaim says is mentioned explicitly in this Rashi. We see the table middle, Vinezi Meisobavi, Mashein Ki Beretz Ami V'Rebbe, Rebbe Mitame Kosova El Zoro Kloish Meir, Hochem Miforish Beirem, Eyo Amitaut Lein Eyo Bishas Tertulei, Hil kach tzitze ni komafsik. Hayel. Bein le aver arat amin. Lav tzitze hi. So he says, that's the pshat. That's the pshat as to why. Rebbe is mitamei. Why? Because el zorok is lo ishmeyel. So if el zorok is lo ishmeyel, so that means since the eyel, the table middle is mobile, so it's considered as if it had no mechitzes. It's El Zorok Lo Ishmael, it's no El, so it's not Chetzitz. But if we say El Zorok Ishmael, so then even the Avir cannot be Mitami. Why? Because it says same in the Avir. So in other words, Avir Mitami means Avir. It doesn't mean the fact that he happens to occupy space in the space of Chutz Loretz. But Mamish, because he is exposed to the Avir of Chutz Loretz. But if he is old, Ishmael, so then he's not exposed to the Avir of Chutz Loretz. He's not exposed to Abba Fusarez because the Mechitze is Achitze. The Eya is Chitze. So it's mentioned in Rashi Mefeirush that even the Avia doesn't mean just the fact that he happens to occupy space in Chutz Lorenz, but the fact that he is exposed, his exposure to the atmosphere of Chutz Lorenz, that is Mitamin. It was a special takone, the Chachomim were misaki, that the Avia is Mitamin. So only the exposure to the atmosphere of the physical atmosphere of Chutz Lorenz in Tamein. But if he's in the Eyal, and if it's closed on all sides, at the bottom, and at the sides, and on top, so Mele and he feels all, Yishmei Eyal, so then he's not Tomei. But Rebbe holds, he's all close Yishmei Eyal. But suppose you construct a bridge, not the regular bridges, which are only, you only just have an Eyal on top. When you walk the ground, but then you are exposed. But suppose you like construct a bridge like a house with walls and the ceiling and everything. You construct a bridge, and somebody will, let's say, or you construct a whole tunnel. In Chutz Lorenz, and someone will walk in that closed bridge that is not like our bridges, where it's open on the sides and on top, but a closed bridge, and somebody will walk there and live there in that house, he'll not be done. So that's mentioned to Rashi explicitly. All right, now let's see the thesis. We see the table middle, Pirish Bikuntres, Mashinkim Beresam, Virebi, Vinire Sharitzli Forage. So in other words, this price that it says, Horitzli Kosl Mitara Nichnas, in contrast to Chutz Lorenz, can only accord with Rebbe. It cannot accord with Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yude, because it's called Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yude. Why does the price say that this is a contrast to Chutz Lorenz? Even Chutz Lorenz, if he wants to enter in a Siddur Teirah Migdol, so he can enter and will not become Tom. So he says, the remote Lachel of Yisim Lukum Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yude, though Umitani Rav Leberetz Amin, Uvichinom Pirashke, though Alkoh Choch, Siddur Teirah Migdol, Lav Dav Kinokad, Elo Mishim Dinokad Bepraise. So in other words, Rashi assumed that when the Gemara says that this price has reference to one who enters Surya in a Siddur Teirah Migdol, it has reference and it has reference to a Siddur Teirah Migdol Mamesh, a box that is completely closed on all sides. That completely closed on all sides. So it's not like that. When the Gemara says Siddur Teirah Migdol, the Gemara mentions Siddur Teirah Migdol because the price that deals with Chutz Lorenz mentions Siddur Teirah Migdol. But here, when the our price that says Horitzli Kodesh Lo Bitare Nichnas doesn't mean Davke Siddur Teirah Migdol. It can be Reichev Al Akorintu El Adin Afil Reichev Asus Kim Disova Rebbe Il Zor Klash Meiyal. In contrast to Chutz Lorenz, they cannot be nichnas bitare. So according to Rabbi Yisrael Yudeh, how can it be visualized? Let's say if he comes in Hansen or Alisus in Surya, so he even according to Rabbi Yisrael Yudeh, so he can drive in. In a Hansen, or an Isus, in Surya will not become Tomei. But in Chutz Lorenz he would become Tomei. Because Ur, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda says that Eil Zoruk Ishmei Eil, but that's only Shayach if it's completely closed. But if it's Rechav Lasus, he's not completely closed, so then the Avir is Bitamei. In Chutz Lorenz, but in Surya the Avir is not mitame. Only the Magen and the Masse of the Gush is mitame. Vim kein Rabbi Yisrael Amasi, Rabbi Yisrael Kol Mitare, Hani Mikorin Arich Vasus, Mashein kein Beeretz Ami, Di Tomei, Vichin Mashma Loshin Tzas, Di Koma, Vafilo Rabbi Yisi, Vafilo Rebbe Likom Mitame, Umashma Rabbi Yisi Asi Lipshit Estrei, ומיל אלכוה כרביסי נאמה לאסיה, אלא מטעם דמוסי קלוי ודרבא, דדווקא ארץ העמי, משמגוזו לאוויר ובלגושו. Now I mentioned the Chaznish Asogi and Reb Chaim. But Rashi says, Beferesh, like Reb Chaim. And it's even mistaken like that, because it's not, when the Chachomim, the expression used in the Gemara is Aviro. So that means only when a person is exposed to the atmosphere, the physical atmosphere, of Chutz Loretz, so he becomes Tomei. But if he's in a table that is closed on all sides, so Mimele is not exposed to the physical atmosphere. But if it's mobile, and if we say El Zolok, Loishleyel, then it's considered as if he's exposed. But from the lotion of the Maram, it's mashma like the Chazanish. But the Maram is not like Rashi. One second. So the Maram is on the next day's fest. All right. Oh, the next day's fest. Elo Beretz Amim, the Gozo Abushel Aviro, the Odi Miboilin, the Nozer Ferkin Godo, Eretz Amim, Mishim Gushi Gozo, Mishim Aviro Gozo, Hocha Perush, Mishim Gushi, Mishim Maila, La Gushu, the Osu Hachomiki Maila Ames, the Yochli Konis Lusham Visita Tilo Mikko, the Tilo Lava Ratsme, the Yuchli Konis Shom Mishumin Yen, the Yoch Mishmaita, Ad Gusho, Al Gusha Haina Al Maga Gushu, Valaviro, Oy Mishmaila Gush, Oy Mishavir Mames. So the Maram says, "Hocha pikrushi, mishim gush yom mishim mayla lagush, because alayim har vim hu mitam al lagush, im o yoshum epshek bin lina gush, kesid lo itevo, o ikesh atoya, avu yave mitam aviro, afil o yobisid o tevo, um mukef mikol tzdodim, eini meil, da kol chochu beaviro dichutz lorez, vitam tumezuhu, mishum kinshul yeitzei, Odom me'at Yisroel lechutz l'aretz." That Tosfos says that the tam is because Shal Yitzi Odom me'at Yisroel lechutz l'aretz. That's the reason why the Chachomim are misakin that the aver is mitami. But he says that if we say mishim aviro, so then even if we'll be nisido teivo umukev mikol tzdodi any male dal kol or b'aviro lechutz l'aretz. In other words, he says like Chaznish. In other words, that aviro doesn't mean exposure to the physical atmosphere of Chutz Loretz. But Aviro means the fact that he happens to be in Chutz Loretz. I mean, the space. So even if you are closed up in a box, and all sides, but you are still in the space, enclosed in the space of Chutz Loretz, that is mitamiyu. All right, but this is, so the Maram says what the Chaznish says, but Rashi says just the reverse. Rashi says, Hilkach, chzitze, because mafzik ha'eil, b'ini la'aver atza'amim, lav chzitze, because the yilzor loish me'eil. So only because it's loish me'eil, but if it'll be stationary, so it's me'eil, so then he will not be, suppose Jews will construct a bridge, a closed bridge, between the Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz. And they'll construct, with walls and ceiling and everything. And you'll be able to walk, like in a tunnel, from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz. And you'll have a house there. You'll not become tunnel, according to Rashi. And according to Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, that they absorb Shmeiel. So in other words, if a person is in an Eilzog, is an Eilzog, so it's not an Eil, so it's an Eil also, Eilzog Shmeiel. So we see, that Rashi is contrary to what the Maram says. Right? The Gozo Agusha Laviro, Hitcha Rabob Yaakov Dolaynesh, Mseches Olestan, Vil Mitamim, Vimago Maso Mitambeya, Etzem Kisei Rover Atzami. So we see that it is, that Ilo Mitamim Magi Maso Mitamim Beya, Atzami is mentioned that it's only Mitame, Vimago Maso, and they are not. Vitirayit, the Meirei Bofo, habo mechutz lorez lorez. Vamai lolov do mitamei, mishma abirat migozu, ulo mishmai lo lagush, vein lo shnei arat zami mashmiki. Ach tishlima, de Meirei ki ishi yishdav fun geshen, shirei shi yechot borez, vrei shashin lechutz lorez. Umnochim kiel tachas rei shi borez, אם יבליק תומי עלי אין תלי אינם הם משומעי ללגוש כוס עלי איקולו מקרב שימן דום הכיוויים כחובים הם איתמים באייל ולהחמיר על ארץ העמים יסע מקיו דה מקיוויי איקולים עצמי. So in other words, if we say that the חכומים הוא גזיה משומעי מי ללגוש, now why were the חכומים גזיה? Tume and the Gush, and Magyamase, and even Maila Gush. Why? Because of the abundant number of Meisim that are covered in Chutzlores. And the Chutzlores, the Goyim, of course, were not Zoya. So they were accustomed to be Kaveh in any place. The Jews in Eretz Yisrael, so they were Zoya, to be Kaveh Meisim only in certain places. Not in every place. But the Goyim in Chutzlores, in the course of the millennia, so they were accustomed to be kaveh meisim in any place. So in other words, so every place might have a mess beneath it, every spot of Chutzlaret. Because of that, the Chachomim were gezeh tumeh and the gush of Chutzlaret. And if we say that they were gezeh and maila gush too, so it's also because a mess is mitami be'eyal. A mess is mitami be'eyal. So that's only shayach al libet rabbonon of Rabbi Yishuv ben Choyi, that a meisi nochim are mitame be'eyal. But according to Rabbi Yishuv ben Choyi, that meisi nochim are not mitame be'eyal. But b'magi b'mase, so even Rabbi Yishuv ben Choyi is made that a nochim is mitame. So mele, so that mishnah that says in all this that Eretz Amin is not mitame be'eyal, according to the view of Rabbi Yishuv ben Choyi, in the culture of Shemiyachoyi, so they were not gezer and maila lagush, because the whole reason is why the Chachomim were gezer tume alagush is because of the possibility of meisim. But the culture of Shemiyachoyi, so even if there is a mess, so maila lemes nochi is not tome. So why should tume Eretz Amin be mitame be'er? Lo yachmir al Eretz Amin is mikim yichol matmei. Leitir sam letam. Yai mishtekilin shigoz laaviro. Kamin on ferikam adi shabes. Alright, now, this is the last year. Now, the Prine Mikvois will be the Sunday after the Hanukkah vacation. What is it? The January 7th, I suppose, no? January 7th. So that will be the Prine and Mikvois. But then, Hanukkah Shabbos will be a week later.